We're live backstage, Hangout Radio with 92 Zoo, and Patrick Callahan of the band My Morning Jacket
is
in the studio. Hello, Patrick. How are you doing today?
Doing well. And yourself?
Enjoying the beach?
Yeah, just got here. It's hard not to enjoy it.
This is the second gig for you guys at the Hangout Fest. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And this time it'll be at night, so you got your glow sticks?
Actually, I hate glow sticks because I always get hit with them, so... I will not be bringing glow sticks because just incites further glow stick action.
I think they're actually not allowed here.
You can only use
beach balls.
Well, then I'm safe for tonight.
Tim's got
glow
a couple.
Stick is the new beer bottle, apparently.
Oh, I've heard
We should put chicken wire in front of our stage from now on to keep the glow sticks from hitting us.
Yeah, there will be beach balls, though, Patrick.
So beach balls are fine.
Yeah.
Those are soft.
They don't hurt.
You got to watch out for those. No. Tim's got a question for you.
Well, we were listening actually this morning to your new album, Waterfall, and just wanted to talk to you a little bit about the writing process of that and how long it took for the group to put that together.
Well, the writing process it always starts the same. It's with Jim comes up with varying degrees of a demo.
Mm-hmm.
This particular album, he came in with very little... structure, just ideas, and we pieced all the songs together live in the studio. So
quite a collaborative.
Yeah, we didn't really have a game plan other than we wanted to make an album, and the Waterfall is what came from it.
How do you feel about the album? I mean, obviously you are proud of it, but it seems to me a little bit different direction in some areas on some songs for you guys.
Well, I mean, I think every album is kind of a watermark for where you are in your life, and this one is just, if it's different, it's because we're just different people in a different phase of our lives. But I mean, how do I feel about the album? I'll put it this way. We were in Stinson Beach for 2 1-month periods, and I came home from the second month gone, and my wife kind of asked me, like, okay, you've been gone this long, like, I've been single parenting, you know, like,
right,
holding this thing together, but was it worth it, you know? And I just told her that I didn't care if anybody bought this album or not. Like, I wanted it tucked in my casket.
Well, there you go.
I feel a very personal relationship to this one. It was my favorite recording experience of my life.
That says it all, Patrick. Says it all.
When you recorded it, did you guys like do it separately across the internet, or did you sit in the studio together?
We were all in a room in the round overlooking Stinson Beach, and you know, just vibing off each other.
That's a nice location to record.
Not so bad.
Yeah. No, it's about like being here on the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
This is y'all's second trip to Hangout.
That is, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about this festival?
Well, I was saying earlier that your experience playing on the road starts the minute that you open your eyes and open the bus door and kind of take in your surroundings.
Right.
And we're not by a dumpster next to a theater. Where we open the bus door and there's a gorgeous beach, you know, like that. If that's how you start off your day at a festival. It's all good.
Yeah,
nothing but good's going to come from that.
Yeah, we have, and then particularly personally, Leanne and I have seen you guys so many times live. First of all, I have to tell you, we've been to every single Bonnaroo but one when our son was born. So every time you've played there, we've seen you. And we've seen you go from one of the tents there at Bonnaroo all the way to the main stage.
Yeah.
So the career's come a long way.
We're lucky guys.
Yeah. I have a question about your live shows. You guys are always so, that's why we make a point to go. It's always very diverse on the shows and so intense. I mean, it's just so compelling. You can't leave the stage. How do you guys prepare for that, to bring that much energy to every performance?
That's a good question. You know what? It's not really something we sit down and say we're going to be intense. It's just kind of, it's the energy that builds from the five of us playing. Like it's just people firing off of each other and enjoying what they do. And we kind of just, it's not really us on stage at that point, if that makes any sense. It's more meditative. It's more like a good show. We always say this, like a good show is when you don't even know that it happened. Like you just kind of wake up and it's over and people are clapping. So we don't really prepare for it. We just get out there and just kind of release ourselves and become vulnerable to the song craft.
Kind of go in that zone.
Do you ever have a show, Patrick, where, you know, maybe on a particular day that you're like, I'm just not really up for this today, or you're a little down.
Yeah, it's
and the other guys in the band are the ones that bring you back up.
Oh well, it goes. Not everybody can be on all the time; it's impossible. But yeah, there are moments when I get on stage and I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to pull this off. But then, you know, it just happens. Yeah, the other guys pick you up, or you pick them up. It's a team effort. And I don't know, at the end of the day, we're really lucky to get to do what we do for a living. So we stop crying if we're sick or, you know, in a bad mood or something. You know, just kind of leave that on the side of the stage. You know,
how do you put together your set list?
It's
go from disco to hard rock, all varying degrees.
Well, we just kind of piece it together with the night. And also we have this thing now we're doing with our fans and our fan club, called the Spontaneous Curation Series, and we have people tweet songs that they want to hear, and we pick like four or five of them a night, and just we do that to keep the set lists fresh and new. But I mean, we definitely cater our set list to the event. If it's a Monday night and it's going to be like a quieter show, we'll play down a little bit. If it's Friday night and it's going to be rowdy, we'll bring it up a bit. You know, just whatever it needs to be.
Okay. That's
your
very
turn,
good.
Tim.
I have silenced the radio station.
Yes, he has. We better get going. We better get to wrapping this up. He's got to meet some folks.
Yeah, well,
I got to go see Floating Action, man.
I hear you. Well, I just wanted to make sure that... you know, your set list tonight has some of my favorite songs in it, but we'll talk about that when we get off.
You're going to have to tweet that, man.
Okay, I'll have to get on the fan club and and get in on some of that action.
I'm just joking. What do you want to hear?
Off
the Records one.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, that's Gene's favorite all the way, you know.
That's a beach. That's very beach-centric. We might be able to pull that off.
There's a particular song that Leanne and I remember from being at Bonnaroo, and we were really exhausted from working all day, and we actually had to we just got to go to sleep, and you guys were playing late on which stage, I think. And what were we hearing as we were laying there, Leanne?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I'm amazed.
I'm amazed. That's what you're
What a wonderful
hearing.
World.
It was I'm amazed. So well, maybe so that brings back a lot of memories.
Of course they're going to play that one because they know everyone will go crazy.
Well, we'll see. I don't know.
Wonderful World. I'll have to look at the tracks because I love every album. So do some disco.
What a wonderful world.
I want to hear some disco.
So we can play some disco too.
All right.
We're with Patrick Hallahan of My Morning Jacket. Thank you for stopping by. We appreciate
it, man.
Thanks
for having me.
Thanks for coming by, man.